Please listen carefully.
I think I'm now moving in. Kara, if you're listening, just talking about how she wanted dark academia. I'm like, I feel like the time is right now. August, moving into September. Oof.
Yeah. Mm. September, when it's all wintry, I know I want. I put a bunch of young adult books on hold that are all magic schools.
Ooh.
Sorry, I didn't.
So loud.
Okay, but honestly, loved it. ASMR. What's up, sisters? Welcome back to another episode of Everyone and Their Sister, the Broke and Jobless podcast. This our 101 episode. I'm Christina.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Stephanie.
And what a wild time. We not only did we break the 100 barrier, guys, we have now gone past that at least once. Maybe we never will again, but we did this. So that's great for us. I'm going to go right into this. We had a plan for episode 100. We spent a week together at a cottage, and every time we do this, all we do is just read and exist, and we live the greatest version of our lives in existence. It's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And as we were trying to figure out what to do for our 100th episode, we had this idea while we were standing in a Walmart picking up supplementary snacks. What if we went to the Walmart book section, which feels like a horrible place, and picked a random book, and then we would shuffle up the books, and you had to read whichever one you picked, essentially. We went through a couple different variations of this idea, but that's the one that landed. So we were like, okay, great. The three of us all picked a book. We put it in a little shuffle. We all walked away with the ones we had to read. And every single one of us were like, I don't like this book. It's not horrible, but I don't like it.
In theory, it was a great idea. We just had shit selection.
We did. And I don't know if it would have been better if we had, like, specifically picked with a person in mind.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. I don't know what it was. There was this idea of, like, kind of making it kind of like a cottagey read. It just didn't quite work out. So what we decided to do instead was that while that would be a shit episode for episode 100, it'll be a perfectly acceptable episode for 101. As long as we also threw in a couple of the other stuff that we read that we actually did enjoy. So that's what we're doing today. You maybe don't necessarily want a podcast that you get recommendations from to let you know how bad they are at picking books, but that's what happened here today.
You can't always get it right.
Yeah, we can admit to our mistakes and talk about why things were not quite what we wanted.
And with that note, Steph, why don't you start talking about, well, a little bit about what you read.
So I read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 7 books. The book that I was given at the Walmart was Marian Lane and the Raven's Revenge, which is the third book in a series. And I, if you can guess, did not like it because I didn't know anything that was going on. But I will say, so the one that I picked that I was most excited for, I think it came out the week before, was Darkwater Daughter by H.M. Long, which is pirates. There's magic. It's a mystical, cold winter atmosphere. I think it's 17th century, so there's, like, wigs and crazy stuff going on. I enjoyed that one the most, and I can only give you that point-by-point synopsis because it's too complicated for me to go into, but there's two POVs, and our main girl is a siren. Storm singer, sorry. So she controls the wind with her voice because there's magic in this world. And it was lots of fun. If you liked Fable by Adrienne Young, you'll love this one. It's adult, so it's not YA, but there's like the briefest mention of romance in this one. So it's, yes, Nat?
Sorry, my mind went somewhere else. I was like, we should get Adrienne Young on this podcast. Continue.
And we could.
I love Adrienne Young. I don't think I've ever hated a single book she's written.
She's got a novella coming out that I'm quite excited for. But then the other book I want to talk about is I read A Fate of Wrath and Flame by K.E. Tucker, based on Nat's recommendation.
What did you think?
What did I think? Number one, again, who made this cover? Because it does not tell you, and it fell into the YA, or not even, it fell into the fantasy romance cover dark pit. Like, I don't think any of it should look like this. What did I think about this book?
It's not what you thought it was, though, right?
It's not what I thought it was. I am enjoying it. I think it's a little long, just based on... I think this was self-published. I am pretty sure, so not as tight as I would have liked it. But there's a lot going on with this book.
Yeah. And I don't when you get to the second book, let me tell you, it's fucked.
Like, I think there's a lot of cool things at play here that I haven't seen yet. I will say, so, like, it's a lot of, like, world-building, setting up the lore of everything, and I enjoyed it. But I think I need a breather before I hit the second one, but I'm excited, and I don't want to give any spoilers, because you have to be on that journey yourself when you're learning things.
Yeah.
Tidbits.
Like, also, like, just to, like, not without giving any spoilers, there is so much happening in this book that, like, by the time you get to the end of the second and you start to think about what happened in the first, you're like, I don't know if this is a trilogy or not, but I don't know how they're going to wrap it up. Because there's so many little threads. And that's not necessarily a good thing, but it's not necessarily a bad thing either. There could be some things that maybe I haven't seen coming, which is, like, kind of nice to not be able to predict.
Does it stick to her POV?
Yes.
Like, only hers?
That's a great question. I cannot remember.
Cannot say.
cannot remember. Because, honestly, whirlwind. I read both of those books within 2 days, and it was a lot to read in 2 days.
I believe that. It's a long book, but I mean, you sold it to me. I think what you said was correct. It's not what you think it is, but I don't know where it's gonna go. I could either start loving it or hating it. I gave it a 3.75, if anyone's wondering.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good for Steph rating.
It's pretty good. So it's like, it didn't hit the 4 because it was too long, but I'm excited to see where it goes. And those are my 2.5 picks. Or that's what I read, I should say. And if you're wondering, I also read The Blunt Identity, but I'll talk about that another time. By Allie Carter.
We'll find a reason to talk about it.
Yeah. We'll find. And if you're wondering what that book, that one was Amnesia, Spies, Twins.
Wow, should we do like a drama episode? I could talk about K-dramas and you could talk about that because it's got amnesia.
How about an amnesia what? Trope?
You love an amnesia trope.
Me?
Yeah.
I feel like it comes up a lot. Read
it comes up a lot.
What's the other one that had amnesia?
I always remember the one that you were talking about where we started screaming, what was the point of her having amnesia? She didn't know he was the author anyway. And it was a historical fiction.
Author. Oh.
Yeah, right. I can't remember the exact, but I just remember we were screaming because you kept saying things and we're like, this is one book?
Yeah, I think I know that was a Sherry Thomas historical romance. But I love Sherry Thomas. I read that one. But anyways, I'll leave that little cliffhanger for you. The Blonde Identity. It was good. I want other people to read it so then we can discuss. But Nat, what did you... You read too many things.
I did. Technically, here's the thing. I have this habit of starting a lot of books at the same time, sometimes at different times. And then when I find a nice quiet moment, I like to finish them all off together. It's like a weird, nice little like, remember when I started 15 books and then I just finished them all the same evening? Yeah, I can do that because I'm a monster. But I had started a bunch of things before we went to Pointy House for vacation. And so as a result, technically my read count for The Cottage is 16 books, which seems insane, yes. But it's not actually that much.
Also because, audiobooks on 2.0 speed.
Yeah. Audiobooks on speed. And then like there were some, you know, what is it called? Romance books that I find are quite short. So like it's not as much as you think it is. But some notable ones, obviously, Forget Me Not by Julie Soto was the book that was picked as part of our initial challenge. I was extremely excited to read it, because it clearly looked like fan art from Star Wars, like a Reylo fan art look. And I was like, you know what? I'm not into this romance, but I'm into reading about it for some reason because I'm a toxic person.
Every episode we have now is an Adam Driver episode. But that's not our fault. Why do they keep making book covers using his face?
What did we say in the Adam Driver episode? Like the actual Adam Driver episode? Because as a white man, he needs to be, what is it called? He can be anything or something? I don't know.
No, 1,000%. He's Barbie. It's like, like they start with Kylo Ren, but it's never Kylo Ren in the story.
In this one, he owns a flower shop, like a family business base. Anyway, it's like about weddings. And so it's not good. It's like, I think it's like 75% it's about their past, which is fine or whatever, but they don't resolve anything really until like the last 10%. And I hate that. Like, I hate not seeing like the build up and the under, like not even like figuring out their family shit. You know what I mean? Like, it was just very like, I don't know. It was too soft. What was
the point of the flashbacks?
It had a lot of potential, you know? It had so much potential. It could have been like an Emily Henry, and yet here we are with this, whatever. It doesn't matter. If you want to read it for vibes, it's good for summer vibes for sure. But my other notable ones, Christina had mentioned Miss Meteor. That was one of the other ones I had read and finished and I really liked. But during the read, I was very tense because there's something about just being in like this weird, awkward teen stage where you're like figuring shit. It's so hard to read sometimes, especially if you know it's going to work out in the end because it's like a happy teen book. But it's like at the same time, you're like, I'm stressed for these kids. Like, I'm so stressed for them. I'm stressed about their sexuality. I'm stressed about like how they're expressing. Like, it's stressful. It was a stressful read, but it was good. And then Ardo had mentioned on one of the last episodes of Put a Blurb on It, The Private Apartments by Idman Nur Omar, which there was not an audiobook of, which I was very disappointed because I love audiobooks, but I did physically read it. Features a bunch of stories, and I believe most of them, well, I think all of them are like Somali stories in mostly, like there's Toronto, there's outside of Toronto too, I can't even remember, Amsterdam or something. Anyway, they're very good stories. They're very interesting to read. I found like I was connecting to a lot of them, and then some of them just, I was like, this is absolutely batshit insane. My family's exactly like this. And it was just nice to read it. They were very like, yeah, they're good stories. I would highly suggest that one. Another notable one would be Sweet Ruin by Cressy Cole. potentially one of the worst reads on this.
Wow, that's so harsh.
But to a certain extent, I'm like, why are you surprised? The thing that sold you on the book is she gets shot in the face and she can't read.
Yeah, and you know, like, that really excited me initially, but I recognized that excitement for what it was. It was a glamour, essentially, and then I was basically, because I didn't want to disappoint you, Steph, I forced myself through that book, and the sex scenes were awful. They were awful to read. I hated every single moment of those sex scenes. The rest was like, eh. And I could see that I was missing the bigger story with the brother or whatever, but like, you're
missing the full universe.
Yeah, I'm missing the rest of the universe. This felt like a very like side questy story. But I will never read the rest of that.
Wow, rude. That's I'm what you sorry. Think.
I know what I like, and it is not this. I have so many books on here, but I'm going to briefly mention The Employees, a workplace novel of the 22nd century. It's a Danish translation. It's a very weird book. I think it's like a good one to read if you want something short and you want something very different. And it's like very like sci-fi, but it all leads to the same thing. I would suggest it. I found it on like a weird list of like recommended reads for 2023. And yeah, I would recommend it. I don't know if people are going to like it, though. It's a very strange acquired taste, I think.
Which is the author for this one?
Olga Raven? 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 Yeah. And then I think my top two reads from vacation was Immortal Longings by Chloe Gong, which is her newest book. I very much liked this book a lot. I was surprised how much I liked it because she does a lot of like retelling style. So like her last series was based on Romeo and Juliet, and this one is very much Anthony and Cleopatra, and it's kind of gone a little bit beyond that, which I like what it's doing. I'm not going to mention anything because I think it's good to go in not knowing anything. And it's a very fun read for sure. So I'm definitely going to continue with this series. Camp Damascus was my other favorite by Chuck Tingle. I do think I liked his other horror book Straight better, which was much shorter. I found this one a little bit too long. But for what it was very good. Like, I highly recommend it to anybody. It was also very fun to read while cottaging, reading about a camp, yeah. A creepy camp.
We both read this book there, literally at the same time. Like, yes. Both reading it, and then did not talk about it at all.
Yeah, we didn't. Which is very, you know what? It's because I finished it, like, on the last day. and then immediately dove into another book.
I was sitting there trying to get to the end, like, here we go, we finished it at the same time, no discourse.
Yeah.
No discourse.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what can I say? And those are my reads. Yeah, I had a lot more, but I'm not going to talk about all of them. So, Christina, what are yours?
Well, the book that was part of what should have been the 100th episode was a book that Nat picked called I Only Read Murder. And I will say, on the face of this, this book should have been something perfect for this, because it's like a cozy mystery that takes place in a small town, but the main character is a washed-up, has-been procedural actress, and in the small town to solve the murder, she joins like a theater troupe. Like, everything about this I should have loved. But unfortunately, it's written by two white men, and so every single place that it falls apart is because it's written by two white men, and like older white men. Like, you can just tell that is the specific problem with this book. So it's not really worth talking about. I did manage to get through 8 books in 8 days. I really wanted to get through 9. That was my goal. I blame Natalie Beach. One of the books I read was supposed to be for a book club, Adult Drama, her like collection of essays. It was so boring, I got 2/3 of the way through it, but I didn't finish it, so I can't count it. And I don't recommend it to anyone. It was just like, truly, when they say collection of essays, they truly just mean it's stuff that she's posted before in The New Yorker, even though it was like 8 years ago and is probably not relevant anymore. I did get a chance to read a couple of really good ones. The most surprising one that was like very good was I did A Dowry of Blood. I had literally, I had borrowed this from the library because I think there was just one day where I was in the Libby app and I looked at the LGBTQ tag and just started adding covers I liked. Hadn't heard of this book before, didn't know what it was. I thought the cover was super cool. It's fantastic.
You know what's funny? I read that at our cottage last year.
it's a you know what? It's a horror book, but it's a cottage read because it's not really particularly like horror-y. It's stunning. It's just one of those things where it's like very well written. The main character is one of the like wives of who essentially you're like to believe is Dracula, though I don't think his name is ever said like pointedly. It's just, there's nothing really to talk about with it. It's just good. It's written to him and it's from the perspective of this one character. And it's just beautifully written. It's very weird. It's very good. Highly recommend it. And it says that it's the first in a series.
Wow.
I'm just noticing that now only because I have my story graph pulled up and I see that it's listed as A Dowry of Blood #1.
I wonder if there's going to be like, is it like a different story, but like part of a like, you know, maybe connected universe?
The second one is listed as, oh no, there's a 1.5, An Encore of Roses, which is 14 pages. So it's clearly some kind of like novella, like probably something they just put on their website. And then the other one is being published next year, An Education in Malice, which is, I'm going to read this. I can't wait. I missed my two reads right now.
This one just felt so complete, you know? Like, I didn't think there'd be anything.
I'm wondering if it's different stories.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Because, like, this was very, like, obviously Dracula and, like, I mean, like, correct me if I'm wrong. This one was, like, about abuse, right? This one had themes of abuse.
Essentially, yeah. Because of the perspective of this, like, wife of Dracula, you get the idea that, like, he takes on new people as he gets bored with the others, but he's also kind of experimenting on them to a certain extent. He keeps them locked up inside the house. There's a lot of like domestic abuse, like openly written in it with the way that he speaks to them and treats them. And it's kind of her story of getting the revenge and putting an end to it, essentially. It's great. It's stunning. Really love it. Another one that I read that I really enjoyed was Murder Your Employer, The McMaster's Guide to Homicide, Volume 1. I will say this actually isn't listed as a series, but I suspect it will be. It takes place in a school that teaches you how to be a murderer, but specifically you have like a goal to murder one person that deserves it. And so they teach you how to do it incredibly well. And it's written with this like kind of sarcastic, quirky tone of voice of like, it's like dark academia in theme, but the tone is more like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And so it follows three people who are specifically trying to complete their thesis, and completing your thesis is murdering the person that you went to the school to learn how to murder. And it's just, I don't know, it's weird, it's funny, it's a little long.
I wonder if it's like an American take on Assassination Class or whatever, which is like a Japanese manga where instead of killing a person of their choice in the class, they all have to attempt to assassinate their teacher. And they're essentially being taught how to do that throughout. And it's very comedic, like dark satire, yeah, essentially.
Potentially. One of the like quirks of the school is that everyone is always attempting to kill each other. Yeah. And the point is that you're always supposed to stop right at the end. But if you prove that you would have been successful, it's like good for your grades. So like there are many points of time where one of the characters in the book drinks something and someone slaps it out of their hand and being like, you've been poisoned. It's just like a lot of random, I don't know, it's good, it's cute, it's funny, it's a little bit long for what it is, but I highly recommend it as just like a fun little read.
I did borrow it as soon as you mentioned it.
Good. I suspect it's going to have I don't think this is a one-off. I just think they even specify in this one, like, this is the employer volume, so it's about three people that are trying to kill their boss, but the school teaches you how to kill your spouse, how to kill just people in your life that are, you know, causing you significant problems that mean they deserve murder. So really recommend. Probably one of the best books I read while we were away. And I didn't even realize halfway through this book was a sequel to a book I had already read. And that is A Lady's Guide to Scandal by Sophie Irwin. So I borrowed this book because I liked the cover, and I completely forgot that this is, like, the first book in the series is A Lady's Guide to Fortune Hunting. And this is set in the same universe, but with, like, a completely different couple in a different setting, blah, blah, blah. I will say, I think this is a fantastic book, but the first 50% of the book is a romance novel with one character. Like, there's the main female love interest, and she's your main character. And she's in the middle of having a second chance romance with this man she wanted to marry when she was 18, but she ended up being forced to marry his uncle because that's who her parents approved of her marrying, even though he's like 20 years older. The first 50% of the book is her second chance romance with that man. The second 50% is her romance with a different character that is like briefly introduced and slightly talked about in the first half, but it's only in the second half that he like is actually a big part of the book and they start spending more and more time together. And then you realize like, no, this is her romance. And I even said this while we were there. For the first beginning of it, you're kind of like, wait, who is her romance with? Because it's genuinely very plausible that this book is a happy ending with the second chance guy. Like the way that it's written is in that vein. And it's only once you hit a certain point that the other guy starts to, like, come up a little bit more. And you start to see a little bit more of what didn't work out with the first guy that she's having the second chance with. That you're like, oh, okay, it's clearly not him. But it takes so long to get there because the main character is so fucking in love with him. And it's written like it's their story. And I'm not gonna lie, I actually really loved that kind of, like, play on it. It has elements of it kind of being a love triangle, but arguably it's not a love triangle because you kind of realize like, no, but you're only actually in love with one of these people. Like you have an infatuation for the first person. There is only one person here that is worth actually being in love with. I highly recommend it. It worked out even better knowing that it was a sequel to Fortune Hunting because Fortune Hunting is also very good. Mm-hmm. I think I liked the main character in Fortune Hunting better, but this is a very strong book and might be better than the first one, but it's Dang. Been a while. Yeah. The only reason I'm saying might be is it's been a while since I've read Fortune Hunting. So it could be that it actually, like that one was better, but time makes things worse.
Oh,
so highly recommend that. I also did just like a brief little shout out. In one of our episodes, Steph talked about this financial dom book called Preferential Treatment. I immediately downloaded it. I read it while we were on the vacation. It's one of the highest rated books of what I read. Is it one of the best books I read? No. But is it one of the best for its genre? 1,000%. I had a very fun time reading that book. Steph made a great recommendation. Highly recommend.
Wow. My first one, it feels like, internally.
Hey, listen, I read Guild.
That's true.
The whole reason we have this relationship is because you're the one that told me to read him, and I loved him.
That's right. True.
You're it's right. The only hockey romance outside of a fan fiction I have enjoyed to this day.
Wow. I mean, hockey romance is getting its drama right up, so.
Oh, yeah. We know.
We could get into one day, one episode. I just want to be like, this is a TikTok drama that's going on, and I'm just going to explain it to both of you. And I want your reactions.
Pick a good one. See, the hockey one would have been a great one to do, but now we know it.
Yeah,
there's an interior design one that's going on right now.
I know about the interior design one.
That one's crazy.
Because I follow the bestie of the person that's in trouble.
Yeah. Well, we won't get into that here, but.
But let me tell you, we could both tell you about it.
Yeah.
Oh, but that was our roundup. That was our 101 episode. Those are a couple of books that we spent 8 days sitting next to each other silently reading.
As you should.
As I splish splashed.
To this day, no vacation I go on is as good as those vacations.
It's true.
I'm so caught up on sleep, as I've probably said, but...
There were many times where you're like, have I been sleeping too much?
I think I have.
This week has been me in, like, this, like, subtle mourning for our vacation.
100%.
Just thinking about, like, pool every day, sitting outside.
Breathing fresh air.
Eating properly.
Eating.
Oh my god, I have been eating horribly since we got back.
Same.
I don't know why I'm so much happier to cook for the three of us than I am to cook for just myself.
Oh,
half the time I make food that I would make differently if I was making it for just me.
Mm-hmm.
We almost forgot to shout out the best movie we watched this whole time.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, yes.
It's called My Fault on Amazon Prime. And listen, you may think you know what a basic teen movie is, but you haven't until you've seen this.
What is it called? Culpa Mia?
My Spanish? Fault.
Mia culpa.
English.
Mia culpa.
Oh, you mean Italian?
Oh, yeah, where we thought it was Italian for like 20 minutes.
But it was really Spanish. Our faults, you know? Our faults.
This movie starts and it just looks like a Wattpad movie. And we all thought it was in English.
It is.
We all thought it was. Yeah, it truly is. We all thought it was in English because these streaming services are terrible letting you know upfront like what language a movie is in. And then because. Because the first like 2 minutes doesn't really have much audio, you don't know that it's not English. So we are watching this and it opens up with this white little blonde girl, great life, sitting in her car in the passenger seat with a book, and she's reading Pride and Prejudice, but the title is clearly in another language. And I think Steph goes, is that Italian? And then we're all sitting there going, oh my, like, I think I made a joke about her being so, like, oh, I'm not like other girls. Not only is she reading Pride and Prejudice, she's reading it in Italian. And then they start talking, and we go, oh!
Like, I don't know why our first thoughts were like, oh, she's just reading in another language, not that she speaks another language. Yeah.
I don't know.
And then my favorite part is, because Steph went, is that Italian? We then... thought it was Italian for so long, and they're like, it's openly Spanish, it's like it is Spanish, but the whole time we're like, I think it took them saying something wildly like, that's clearly Spanish and not Italian. And then at some point a little while after that, someone said the name of the movie in Spanish, and we're like, oh yeah, Mia culpa is fucking Spanish. There was nothing to suggest that this was Italian, but we were in it. But also, again, we've watched some bad shit. This was very fun.
I had so much fun. If you knew me back in the day, I made you read Paper Princess by Aaron Watt. That is this movie. With a few edits.
I just a little note to everyone. They are step siblings.
They are step siblings.
They're step siblings who have just met. And I think that's incredibly important. However, she is very clearly 17 and he is in his early 20s. I believe 21 is what they said.
I just want to say,
he turned 22 in the movie.
Yeah.
The kids these days have the most horny shit, and I'm so jealous for them.
And, like, they have the wildest parties in Europe. I swear to God, even in the other Wattpad movie, what is it called? Oh, my God.
The one where her brother is on the bed as well.
Even they have, like, these craziest parties. For this one party that's, like, themed something, I forget what the theme was, she covers her entire car in Post-its as part of the theme. So random. They never explain it. I had to fucking Google it. And that's where I found out it was a Wattpad story.
That's one of those things where it's like a nod to the book. But I will say, that's also just teen movies. I have never been to a party as a teen that looked like the ones that happen in teen movies.
In movies, they put so much effort in. It's like, whose pool is this? How many kids do you know have pools? Also, how many kids do you know live in this giant mansion, this beautiful staircase? How many kids do you know coordinate dances at their, choreograph their dancing together? And I'm like, listen, in a Bollywood movie, understandable. In these ones, I'm confused.
They all live, well, like, even with this one, they all live in these fucking rich, insane areas. The main character is never the rich one, but they all live in incredibly affluent ones so they can go to these wild parties.
Because the main character has to be you, and you are not incredibly
rich.
She's
not like other girls.
Yeah, because if you were, you wouldn't be reading Wattpad stories at 2 a.m.
100%.
Amaze.
Oh, that was, yeah, Steph, great choice. Almost made up for forcing Twilight. Well, that's us. Thanks so much for listening. I don't know what our next episode yet is going to be, but hopefully it'll be good.
It will be. It has to be.
You'll see us next week, or you'll hear us next week for 102. Bye.
Bye.
Music credit goes to John Zahar, but please listen carefully. And Clarabelle for wallpaper. Which I have to watch, or no, I want to watch season 3 of that, but it's also weekly.
Yeah, there's 2 episodes up, though.
No, I'm waiting. I can't do it. I'm waiting. I don't want to be told when to watch something by the fucking TV mafia, okay? I will decide when I want to watch something, and it will all be available to me.